of writing many books there is no end. And I, who have written much in prose and verse for others' uses, will write now for mine. Will write my story for my better self, as when you paint your portrait for a friend who keeps it in a drawer and looks at it long after he has ceased to love you, just to hold together what he was and is. I write.
My mother was a Florentine whose rare blue eyes were shut from seeing me when I was scarcely 4 years old.
She could not bear the joy of giving life. The mother's rapture slew her.
I, Aurora Lee, was born to make my father sadder, and myself not overjoyous, truly.
Women know the way to rear up children. They have a simple, merry, tender knack of tying sashes, fitting baby shoes, and stringing pretty words that make no sense, and kissing full sense into empty words.
Children learn by such. Love's whole earnest in a pretty play, and get not over early solemnized.
Seeing love is divine, they become aware and unafraid of love.
Father's love as well.
Mine did, I know.
But with heavier brains.
And wills more consciously responsible.
And not as wisely.
Since less foolishly.
So mothers have God's license to be missed.
My father was an austere Englishman who, after a lifetime spent at home in college, learning law and parish talk,
was flooded with a passion unaware.
His whole provisioned, complacent life drowned out from him in a moment.
As he stood in Florence, where he had come to note the secret of Da Vinci's drains,
he, musing somewhat absently,
perhaps some English question,
whether men should pay the unpopular tax with left or right hand, in the alien sun, in the great square of Santissima, there drifted past him a train of priestly banners.
Among the white-veiled, rose-crowned maidens holding up tall tapers weighty for such wrists, a face flashed like a symbol on his face, and shook with silent clangor his brain and heart, transfiguring him to music.
And thus, beloved, she died. He made haste to hide himself,
this prattling child,
and silent grief among the mountains,
because he thought unmothered babes have need of mother nature.
We lived among the mountains many years.
We had old Assunta to make up the fire,
crossing herself whenever a sudden flame from the firewood
made alive the picture of my mother hanging on the wall.
I was just 13, still growing like the plants from unseen roots when
suddenly I awoke to life's needs and agonies with an intense, strong, struggling heart beside a stone-dead father. His last word was love. Love, my child. Love. Love. Before I answered, he was gone, and none was left to love in all the world.
There ended childhood. Then smooth, endless days notched here and there with knives, till a stranger came with authority who caught me up from old Assunta's neck.
I, my ears too full of my father's silence to utter a cry, stared at the wharf edge where Assunta stood and moaned.
The white walls, the blue hills, my Italy.
Then the bitter sea inexorably pushed between us both.
And sweeping up the ship with my despair, threw us out as a pasture to the stars.
Then, England. Oh, the frosty cliffs looked cold upon me. Could I find a home among those mean red houses through the fog?
When I first heard my father's language, from alien lips which had no kiss for mine,
I wept aloud.
Someone said,
"This child is mad." The train swept us on.
Was this the Great Isle? The ground seemed cut up from the fellowship of verdure.
Field from field, as man from man.
The skies themselves looked low.
All things blurred and dull and vague. Did Shakespeare and his mates absorb all the light here?